And now, it's time for the Score Afternoon Show.
That's a terrible name.
So in this time slot, I guess this is no longer the Parkins and Spiegel Show, because the Parkins and Spiegel Show no longer exists. So we're just kind of, this is Score Afternoons.
I am Danny Parkins.
He's dead to me.
Hanging out with you, Score Afternoons. Score Afternoons is about bringing in anyone and everyone.
That is a delightful lineup of co-hosts have over the next couple of weeks here.
I never heard of half of these guys, and the ones I do know are way past their prime.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
The facts are, we lost our best player to free agency. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off then.
I think Gabe's debut has been spectacular, but
I'm thinking about calling it Spiegel and Company.
Now it's good to have fun with names.
You know what's fun about Spiegel and Company is it sounds a lot like Skibbity Boppity, Spiegel and Company.
Skibbity and Company live, presented by Social Furniture.
Skyrockets in flight.
This isn't part of the program.
Afternoon delight.
I'm sorry about this afternoon.
No, please,
everyone be quiet.
The Score Afternoon Show with
insert host's name here
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Ah, yes, indeed. The members might change, but again, we are the Starland Vocal Band bringing you Afternoon Delights. What's up, everybody?
I'm adding that one to the list, by the way.
Starland Vocal
Band? Yeah, the list of things that we tell each other they can't say, we're adding that one.
That quick, huh? That quick. We're 30 seconds in. We've got an addition to the list.
Again, we shouldn't be talking about this until Jim Rome gets here. It's going to be his show, so let's not talk about these things.
Today,
just out of respect for Jim Rome.
Today on Score Survivor, we can share that the tribe has spoken and Anthony Heron's torch has been snuffed out. After 2 days, at least for this week, Mark Grody in the house with me, Spiegs. What's up, Mark?
I am sorry that you guys had to wait this long to get me in the afternoon chair here on the afternoon show. So I am here. I will be here today. I will be here on Friday. And it is a pleasure to be with you, Matt Spiegel, today.
It is lovely to have you here, especially on a day when we get to talk to Caleb Williams.
Yes.
The whole radio station buzzing and excited to talk to Caleb Williams, which should happen in about 10, 12 minutes right here on 670 The Score. Oh, it's going to happen in 2 minutes. Look at that.
Stand by, everybody.
Bing, bang, boom. You and I gathering with Chris Tannehill and with Shane Reardon as we were listening to the Cubs game right here on The Score and that outrageous comeback by the Cubs. They end up sweeping the Pirates, have now won 9 of 12 since Danny Parkins left.
Yes.
Which says a lot.
There's no way the Cubs score 6 runs in the 9th inning if Parko was here today. There's no way that they score 11 runs in the final 3 innings. I thought this game was over early because, the Cubs were down 10-3.
Yeah, and there was bad defense. Isak Paredes, super awkward going backwards for a pop-up, soft one. He didn't turn around. And
screwed up Swanson on that play, too.
Yeah, he didn't haul ass backwards either. It looked like a guy hoping that Dansby Swanson was going to come get it or like Happ was going to come in and get it. Ball hits softly, falls for an RBI single. 2 more runs score after that at 6-3, and the Cubs were never close after that until they scored 11 runs in the final 3 innings. Absolutely unbelievable. Now they find themselves 2 games over 500, 5 games back of the Braves for the final wild card spot in the National League. The Mets are in between them. They could catch the Mets. The problem is the Braves are 8-2 in their last 10. So it's hard to see them catching the Braves. They need Atlanta to collapse. And that's just, it's difficult to imagine. But the Cubs are playing well.
And they need a sweep somewhere along the line.
Just swept the Pirates right there.
There was. So that was one. A sweep. Yes.
They 2 out of 3 in 3 straight series and then a sweep of the Pirates. But
keep now it going.
Go into Washington, sweep them, come back to Chicago, sweep the Pirates. I mean, you've backed yourselves in to this absurd spot, and that's the way that they need to play.
And we haven't even gotten to Craig Timber yet, right? I mean, that's where he does his best work, and some of the best work is going on right now for Craigers.
Yeah. Craig Timber, historically, is when the Brewers have played extremely well since he was there, and we'll see. Man, it's It's been fun. It's been fun to watch Pete Crow Armstrong with four hits and then a walk today in his final plate appearance. And Miguel Amaya's been on fire. That Cubs offense has been really, really good.
Christian Bethencourt today with seven RBIs. You realize what the best part of the day so far is.
I
you
do.
Know what it is.
I Speaks. Know what it is. I know what it is when somebody threw out there, I wonder what the last catcher to have seven RBIs.
And I said immediately, just to be funny, I said Barry Foote. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Barry Foote of the late 70s and early 80s did have a 7 RBI game at some point in time. Actually, no, I could be specific. 1980 is when he had that. Mm-hmm. Giovanni Soto did it in 2008. Your guy, George Mineralwald, did it in 1974. And then some guy did it in 1901. As well.
Some guy.
Old Ed Bailey, I think it was.
16-8 in August for the Cubs. Feels like it's probably too late, but it's been entertaining, and that's a good thing. Ryan Poles is going to speak this hour. We got a lot of Bears for you on this show. We'll talk about Hard Knocks episode 4 from last night. You will hear Matt Eberflus from earlier today talking about the roster and talking about Caleb Williams. And as I mentioned, Ryan Poles is going to speak this hour. We'll try to turn that around for you and have it at the top of the next hour. And we are moments away, hopefully, from talking to Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback.
Can't wait to talk to him. Yeah, the Bears in action today. A lot of the talk, obviously, about the cuts. The Bears did form a practice squad today, but they're at work today. And then the Bears are going to work tomorrow. Then they get the whole weekend off. So hopefully they get a lot done in the next 2 days. And it's nice. This is like such a fresh part of the season, because now we get to actually see the starters play and the actual roster instead of, with all due respect, a lot of riffraff being out there.
Yeah, well, yeah. Some of that riffraff came back today in the form of the practice squad. A whole bunch of folks added to the practice squad, including one of the two quarterbacks that were let go. That is Austin Reed to the practice squad. Austin Reed, Caleb Williams' workout pal from over the course of the last 8 to 12 months or so, a couple different off seasons he spent with Austin Reed, and now Austin Reed makes the practice squad. But let's talk to the Bears quarterback, the man of the moment, Caleb Williams, who gets to hear this from our Chris Tannehill first.